Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we will talk about what Warren Buffett says about cryptos and we'll talk about the future price of Ethereum. But let's jump right into this first news story. And every time Warren Buffett says anything or any kind of like big name in finance says anything, this is a headline. So with this, it's very similar. Warren Buffett says buying Bitcoin is gambling and not investing. He's saying there's two kinds of items that people buy and think they're investing. One really is investing and the other isn't. And Bitcoin, he says, is not. If you buy something like a farm, an apartment house, or an interest in a business, you can do that on a private basis. And it's a perfectly satisfactory investment. You look at the investment itself to deliver the return to you. Now, if you buy something like Bitcoin or some cryptocurrency, you don't really have anything that has produced anything. You're just hoping that the next guy is paying more. Now guys, in general, I think we've talked about kind of Warren Buffett a couple of times here in these episodes, but for the new people here, I still think Warren Buffett is a genius. Warren Buffett has a lot of expertise in different areas. However, technology is not one of them, and I think that's a really important differentiation. Warren Buffett is known to have not invested into any kind of internet companies, into any kind of technology companies up until the last couple of years, where he actually bought a substantial amount of, I think, Apple, and until then hasn't really invested in any kind of a big name. I think he still is not invested in Amazon, in Google, in Facebook, Netflix, all of these type like big name technology companies. Warren Buffett wasn't part of them and still is not part of them. That being said, is what he's saying completely, is it a joke? Is it real? What exactly should we make out of this opinion? In my opinion, to be honest, I think nobody really knows. So it could very well be that Warren Buffett is right. Could be that we're all just gambling. I highly doubt that, because for you and me, we understand the technology. We understand how Bitcoin, how cryptocurrencies work. We know that behind proof of work, proof of stake, there is actually a certain amount of value being generated, or actually some energy being used in order to confirm a transaction or to verify a transaction. And this by itself is an energy spent, and that is value. And the value that you are spending or the miners are spending in order to confirm and verify transactions, this is also part. I mean, what really, let's say gold or silver, what exactly is gold or silver's worth? Just because it's shiny, just because people are kind of using it? No, it's actually, you are kind of paying people who are going into the mines and mine the gold. And because it's shiny, because it has been used in the past, it has developed a value. But the value has been developed kind of because you and me believed in it to have enough value. If we tomorrow say this pack of handkerchiefs is worth $100 or 100 handkerchiefs is worth a pack of potatoes, then that's what we agree on. It always depends on what people put in terms of worth to the equivalent of something else. And in Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, yes, this is very early still. So what exactly Bitcoin's worth is, nobody still knows. Currently, it seems like it's a very good store of value that you can move around quite quickly. And this by itself, in my opinion, is already worth a lot. I cannot buy tons of gold without actually having to physically buy that gold in any kind of way. Gold also has certain limitations. If I want to actually own that gold in my safe, I cannot buy it from a bank. Yes, I can buy it digitally, but still I don't own it. In Bitcoin's case, I actually own the Bitcoin. I have the private keys as soon as I transfer them to my account. Whether this is one Bitcoin or 1,000 Bitcoin doesn't really matter. And I think this by itself is already kind of a different thing that cryptocurrencies are kind of unique in. And we have to, in to be honest, I mean, like I said, I respect Warren Buffett a lot. I think he has had very good investment decisions and business decisions made. And I think what Binance CEO Zhao Changpeng is saying is exactly my opinion. He's saying Warren Buffett is a guy I truly respect from an investment point of view, but I do not think he understands cryptocurrencies at all. It is what it is. I still respect him in other parts of his expertise, but I think on cryptocurrencies, he's making a big mistake. And to be honest, maybe he's not making a mistake. I mean, he's investing in stuff he understands. That's actually a smart thing to do. If you don't understand cryptocurrencies, if you don't want to kind of understand what you're investing in, you shouldn't invest in it, to be honest. And I don't think he has to invest in cryptocurrencies. He should invest into his expertise, into what he knows best, and maybe let us do the cryptocurrency investing, because yeah, we will make mistakes, we will earn some money, we'll lose some money, but in the end it's something we have to live with. And I think as a crypto community, we also have to kind of respect other people and other people's opinions. And I think this is really important when it comes to this news team. Nonetheless, probably Warren Buffett will never change his opinion, and that's fine. I think he has already made a couple of good decisions in his life. Now, next up, we have another prediction. Another person saying something about cryptocurrencies. Analyst is predicting Ethereum price to hit a record high of $2,500 in 2018. Now, actually, analyst is a bit harshly said. It's actually Nigel Green, the founder and CEO of the Devere Group. And what they're doing is, we've checked out here their website, it's one of the world's leading independent financial advisory organizations with more than $10 billion under advice from over 80,000 clients in 100 countries. So this is interesting, because this is not a cryptocurrency hedge fund. This is an actual, be it a fund or an advisory or consultancy, that is actually consulting people that have a lot of money. $10 billion is not little money. So if the CEO of the Devere Group is saying the price of Ethereum is predicted to increase significantly this year and could hit $2,500 by the end of 2018, with a further increase by 2019 and 2020, that this is actually really interesting. Now, he's actually saying that there will be three big drivers. He's saying the first being that more platforms are using Ethereum for trading. Kind of true. Secondly, Ethereum contracts are expanding. So he's talking about the functionality of smart contracts. And thirdly, the decentralization of cloud computing bodes well for Ethereum. Now, here I'm not really sure, because the decentralization of cloud computing hasn't really started, in my opinion. In my book, still Amazon, Google Cloud Engine, all of these big companies are still number one when it comes to cloud computing. So I'm not really sure where the decentralization of cloud computing has happened. Nonetheless, interesting perspective from Nigel Green. I think we have to differentiate the truth, the kind of from the headline. So the headline right here is basically that the CEO of a big financial advisory organization is saying something to actually appear in media. So it could very well be that Nigel Green just made that statement in order to join all the other 10, 15, 20 people, 20 famous people who have actually said Bitcoin will hit 30,000 or Ethereum is gonna go to 10,000, all of these things. And I think in this case, we have to kind of differentiate, is Nigel Green really the person who understands the technology, believes in the technology, and that's why he thinks it will hit the 2,500? Or was this just a marketing act? I think this is a possibility. I'm not saying that Nigel Green has that in mind. Nonetheless, I think these three reasons out of three, I think two are very valuable. The third, not really sure about that. Nonetheless, Ethereum is on the move. So we have seen Ethereum hit, I think, 1,200, something like this. Then it dropped back down to close to 480, 470, 460, I think even. And now we're actually close to getting to 700 again. So 2,500 is actually quite possible if you think about the market moving much, much higher in the coming months. Nonetheless, for you, to be honest, you have to, when you see statements like these in these press releases and all of these things, you kind of have to understand the perspective of the person or the perspective or the of the organization where this is coming from. If this Nigel Green has been saying certain positive things about cryptocurrency, very likely that he already believes in what could be a very possible scenario. But if he just realized, oh no, now JP Morgan CEO or Deutsche Bank CEO or wherever, these guys have actually made statements about crypto and I need to make a statement as well, then this could very well be just a headline statement. So kind of don't get blinded by this. Nonetheless, I believe, and you should believe as well, that fundamental analysis is the way and the key to success. So make sure you're doing your analysis, make sure you're part of our Telegram group, that you're part of Blue Alpine Research, that you've subscribed to our both newsletters and reports, so that you can actually make a good educated opinion on where to invest in, not based on price or anything, but obviously price in the future, because you're thinking about a long-term horizon. And with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast. I'll see you in the Telegram channel if you join, and I'll see you tomorrow as well. Bye.